Hi, I'm one of the High Priests of Khonshu Rey, and I have the sacred privilege of providing you, the Loony Listener, with a podcast honouring Marvel's very own Moon Knight. So join me and a host of others at Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or support the show by becoming a Patreon member. Into the Night, a Moon Knight podcast. It's time to get your Khonshu on.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening
I'm
to...
Chloe. Sorry. Just wanted to be annoying.
I should have warned you, Alan. Me and Chloe are...
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Awesome. I mean, it's always like versus. Like I superhero nomenclature needs to change a little bit. Well, we know they're not going to be versus.
That is one interesting part because I feel like I'm getting stuck into this, and I've already just I'm antagonistic against Rebecca. It's the Chloe versus Rebecca. But the original comic is Batman / TMNT, not versus.
Right, which makes more sense.
Because they're besties, as if you wouldn't be.
Oh no! It's...
Yeah.
Why on earth would people not get on with Batman? Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around.
So yes, as you might have heard from our introduction, we have a special guest. So joining us from Australia, which now means I think we've had more Australians on this podcast than Brits. Two British-based
Probably,
podcasts.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, New Zealand. So we'll like just specify that one of them was New Zealander as well.
I think we've had two British guests and we've had three Australians.
Nice.
Good.
So yes, joining us
basically Brits.
Is Chloe, who I think has been looking forward to some revenge. I'm guessing.
I just want to say, love the pod, happy to be here.
We love to have people on, especially, basically, I said, hey, do you know anyone who, likes the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? Because I always like, if there's, a character that's never been on before, I like to have someone who knows what they're talking about.
And I said, leave it with me.
Yep.
And then I
Does
said
this
to
mean
Chloe,
there's like so, very few people in your life who are like into TMNT? Is
you that, know what? Is there's actually there's actually a few.
Okay, that's good.
But you were first choice.
Oh.
So you were number one, and because also I thought you probably knew the most about them as well.
Yeah.
But it's been a while since we've ruined a podcast by laughing.
It's fine. I edit.
Chloe launched the Into the Night podcast with Ray.
Right, okay.
And occasionally we would do the odd episode and dissolve into hysterics.
I mean,
there was we also ruined Connor's podcast, who you've had on this show before, the episode that he I think he withheld releasing for months. Did that one ever drop?
Well, this needs to be out on Friday, so
we've
got nothing else in the bank. And I do insist on being generally in release order. I don't think I've been exact, but so for instance, this came out on March 1st. Oh, this almost came out exactly 4 years ago.
Nice.
Whoa, that's crazy. Oh, so you're actually because I've only jumped on the pod semi recently. You've actually gone back to the start, all the years ago,
Mask of the Phantasm, which is, yeah.
Right, and you've gone chronologically. That's crazy. Okay.
It is.
Yep.
I do know that one person is a lot more positive on this podcast than the other. So.
One person was a fan of DCAU, and I had never seen one of them. I don't think. Well, that's not true. I've seen a couple. I've seen ones that we haven't quite got to yet. And I think I've seen... No, I'd seen some of the... I'd seen, Flashpoint and I'd seen a few of them before, but like literally a handful. I took them on holiday with me once and we watched like 3 or 4 films and that was it. But I never really saw what was such a big deal about them. So it's interesting to go through them because, you know, I've definitely found ones I've liked and then a lot of Batman.
I mean, to be fair, I think this is one of the better Batman films.
I really enjoyed this film. I'll say it straight away. I thought it was a lot of fun. This is what you need to. This is what you need to counterbalance Batman. It's like actual funny hijinks, not like Joker funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's got a few of the Bat family in, which is nice. And yeah, anyway, I won't spoil any of it before we get kicked in.
So the film kicks off with the Foot Clan attacking. I think it's the Powers Industries. Or I know it's a reference to Batman Beyond, which is the Powers company, which merges with Wayne Tech in Batman Beyond. And they steal an item whilst Barbara Gordon's there. And Barbara Gordon gets covered in smoke and then sees 4 unusual figures. Now, as far as she sees, they're working with the ninjas, but because we have to set this up very early on. No, these guys have to be antagonistic at the start.
You're going to have one fight. You're going to have the money shot.
You do, but also, you know, she sees them using ninja moves. So.
Yeah. So. We then cut to Batman, who has a Superman mug.
Which is cute. I like that.
And, yeah, there is this idea. So both sides think the other side is responsible for all the shenanigans. Because the Turtles, for some reason, think that Wayne Enterprises is involved.
Yeah, that's not entirely clear why. Oh, because they start talking about it in the fight, don't they? The bat and all this rubbish.
Yeah, and then they're watching it on the news from the sewer.
Yep.
And then we get the very good-looking credits.
Yep.
Really nice, and nice music as well.
It's been over a week since I've watched this. I can't remember the opening credits.
When you said let's record an hour and a half, and I was like, guess what's an hour and a half long?
Well, I still have 3 hour podcasts to record today, so I was catching up.
You probably also got notes, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like literally playing the movie in the background, just fast forwarding back and forth to remember bits.
Okay, the Grizz podcasting technique, nice.
Yeah, you buy a second monitor, you call it the podcast monitor, and,
yep.
You know.
Nice.
So we get a suit-up montage of
very
the,
good.
The two sides. Fortunately, we're able to delay the fight because Penguin is also trying to steal the necessary tech from Wayne Tech. In his case, because he's going... Someone is stealing all the tech. If I steal it first, I can sell it to them.
Yeah, which, you know, makes sense.
It does make sense. Meanwhile, Batman has managed to replace all the tech in Wayne Tower with holograms. And he's able to take out the Foot, whilst the Turtles take out the Penguin's... the Penguin team. I did note here, I'm sure this is a direct reference, one of the Penguin's goons in this looks like the mutant leader from The Dark Knight Returns.
Oh, really?
It's too close to me to not be a reference.
It was the weird, what do you call them? The weird, like, printed on tuxedo shirts that really did me in. It was hard to pay attention to much else.
Yeah, it's like the animation style. I mean, it's different from any of the other animation we've had. I think it was reasonably good.
Yeah, I would say one of my
I like it, yeah.
one of my biggest complaints, because I've done a bit of the animated, the AU, as the cool kids are calling it, as you guys are calling it. I would say that one of my biggest complaints is that it's like they don't mix it up enough. So this one, even if it's kind of just like they change how they silhouette the character designs, it really does stick out.
Also, I do like the bat suit in this film. I like it when it's not just
it's
black.
Quite
yeah.
Nice.
So, Batman.
I wasn't really 100% paying attention to Batman most of the time.
Yeah. Did you at least pay attention to Batman when he fought Shredder?
Yes, I did.
I was saying to Chloe,
I got very confused about Shredder and Splinter for a while, especially as all this booze that they were drinking was turning them into different animals and things like that. So I did get very confused, but then that fight is what really cemented it for me, because I have very low awareness of the Turtles before this. I'm a bit too old to know very much about them, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I did like that fight. I liked all his fights, except probably the first one, because I don't really think the Turtles should have beaten him or even done as well as they did.
I think they should have come on.
No, I mean, I'm not sure they should have. But, you know, I'll represent Connor in that. He
in court.
So, yeah. Shredder manages to defeat the Batman, which I'm trying to think the last time Batman lost a fight on screen.
It's been a while.
Which, considering that amongst the people who fought included Darkseid, it's kind of scary. Meanwhile, the Turtles are heading back to the sewer. It appears that Michael... For some reason, I've shortened all their names on here, and I don't know why I've done this. Michelangelo seems to love the fact that he's in Gotham. They also pretty much lampshade, Gotham's New York. It's always meant to be New York.
Yeah, I mean, they literally just hand wave that.
And they found the Batmobile.
It looks all right.
And apparently, even though Batman just got the snot kicked out of him, he's able to easily defeat the Turtles.
Now this is wrong. Now Rebecca was right. This was wrong. This is what she was really talking about.
Well, I don't think it should be easy for him to defeat four of them either, honestly. Like, I think it should be a very tricky match.
I think it was cool how they utilized all the Batman's gadgets.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
But yeah, one that I do think that was even if it had just been, I mean, I can see what they're trying to do. This kind of the Turtles weren't working together and Batman was just picking them off. But at the same time, it was like that only works if he's not just had an absolute beatdown.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, we find out that Shredder is working with... now, what version are they using here? Is it? It's Ra's al Ghul they're using this time, I think.
I believe so. I don't remember being stunlocked by Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Also... Did whoever's directing the fly character say, "Yeah, we need it to be more Jeff Goldblum"? I just felt very much that someone was doing a bad Jeff Goldblum impression.
Look, it's a good time to be recording this podcast. We had the trailer for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie coming out, Mutant Mayhem, and that is Juan Carlo Esposito playing that same fly character in the upcoming movie. It was not a favorable comparison for old mate in this one, but he does all right for doing the Baxter Stockman fly voice.
Yeah, for sure.
So
it did very well.
So as some now, I think I know even less than Rebecca. Literally, the only thing I remember about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is Krang, and I remember him because I watched the animated series when it was on TV when I was a kid. And I remember
when it was
Krang,
the Hero Turtles.
And that's it.
Hey, look, Krang is in the third Batman TMNT comic.
All I remember about the comic was the great cover with them getting pizza. Wow.
And yeah, it turns out that the Foot and the League of League of Assassins are working together because Shredder wants access to the Lazarus Pit. And Ra's is looking for the ooze. Mm. I don't think at this point they reveal what they're combining the ooze with.
Yeah.
I just remember he had like a big needle. That was it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the turtles are researching Batman. And
then deciding, yeah, they're being better detectives than Batman is in many films.
One, that, and two, how did no one else figure out that Batman was working out of Wayne Manor?
Well, the turtles did. It just needed some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Absolutely. So, the turtles go through a sewer into the Batcave, where they then have a hard time beating Robin.
And this is Damian, we should point out.
Yeah,
I
this
think,
is Damian,
right?
Robin, though he doesn't really acknowledge his grandfather in this film at all.
No, he's not. He's not the usual grouchy Damian we see either. He seems like kind of chirpy.
Yeah, well, it seems to be more of an effort to kind of, yeah, just have him be very... Look, we've noticed this a couple of times. A lot of people want to be playing him as whiny.
Yeah.
Which I don't get.
No, he just seems very sort of generic Robin, but he's the right age for Damian, so...
Yeah,
I think
right.
The dude specifically... He specifically... refers to Batman as dad or father. There is something to go, no, this is Damien.
But not Ra's as grandfather.
Yep.
Why not, right?
Also, it turns out he's the one, so he also saw Ra's and Shredder talking, so he knows they're working together. And finally, about 15 minutes into the film, someone goes, do you know what? Some people here maybe haven't watched much about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We should probably tell everyone who each one is.
Yes.
I hear I'm just thinking TMNT should be mandatory study in school, but it was a nice recap.
Yeah, it is a... It is certainly a text of our times.
This has made me much more like to read those comics that I bought a long time ago, so...
Oh, no, I actually might watch some... Because I kind of... It's one thing I do like about this podcast. It has made me go, do you know what? Maybe I should read some of that. With a few characters. I wouldn't have read a Superman comic book before I did this podcast.
Okay, something.
True.
So, meanwhile, the League of Foot Assassins. That sounded wrong even in my head. Even in my head.
Sounds like we're Tarantino-ing up.
Oh, God, no. So... Right. But they're breaking into Arkham Asylum. I have here a note here, and I don't know, can't remember the exact context. This film's mug game is on point.
Oh, right. What's the next mug? I only noticed the Superman one.
So someone in Arkham must have had an appropriate mug.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I've got it here. Gotham's best dad.
Oh, yes! That's great.
So, Raish also mentions, oh no, someone else is picking up the I think it's a cloud seeder, is the item that's being used in, from Wayne Tech. Actually, the more I think about it, there's a lot of bits from this film seem to be lifted from the Batman Arkham games. Like, you've got Troy Baker playing Joker, there's a cloud seeder, there's a bunch of stuff. I'm like, yeah, this... It's a weird thing to be referencing. So, we get introduced to our other Arkham inmates who are going to be useful for this film. So, Mr. Freeze, who's not interested in getting involved, Bane, who is interested, Scarecrow and Two-Face, Ivy and Harley, and inevitably, the Joker.
Yeah,
I will say quickly, incredible Scarecrow design. Very good.
Brilliant Scarecrow design. Though Harry's allowed to wear it in his cell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no rules apply to the Joker.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Alfred continues to be the MVP, even when he has all of the pizza.
That's why he is MVP.
Also, he manages to drag someone by their ear when they don't have an ear.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Created an ear to drag him by.
Yes, so...
Yeah, or does he like just like stick his little finger in the little hole and just yank?
Oh,
poor Michelangelo. Alfred's giving a wet willy.
I'm not even going there.
So meanwhile, Leo, well, all the turtles are bonding. Leo is fighting and training with Batman. Raphael and Robin are playing on the computer, and Donatello and Batgirl are creating anti-ooze.
Because they're doing, like, at least we get to see Batgirl doing something, like, you know, pretty cool and science-y and good.
Well, it's almost like it's Barbara Gordon.
Right, it's almost like they actually want her to be a proper character.
You guys saying you didn't enjoy Batman and Harley Quinn, the movie?
I think you could say that.
Batman and Harley Quinn is a movie I saw for free in the cinema and still wanted my money back.
That's so sad. I will say it was nice getting Batgirl in here. She was in the original comic, sort of. You had obviously like April O'Neil, who isn't in this movie, doing a lot of the stuff Batgirl did, but it was really good to see. I really like her design. It's kind of like classic, but also the bad.
It's good that they didn't then take a female character and change them to a male character. Like, so they just switched to female character, right? So maybe they thought that we'd all like the turtles too much. They should give us some more bat fam.
So they also make clear, right? This anti-use is only effective on people who have been injected in the last 12 hours. So it can't like fix all of our problems. So also, it's explained that the attack that Shredder used to take out Batman is a hidden technique. I don't think anything comes of this. I don't know if someone else uses it later in the film, but they basically build, right, there's this super secret attack that Shredder knows, and that's how he's able to defeat Batman, and that's the only reason why.
Okay, well, as long as we know that's the reason why.
It's a good way to keep the fanboys off Twitter that little bit longer. You know, it's okay. It's a secret technique to overcome. Don't get too mad. Shredder couldn't beat him at any other time. Batman's okay.
Yeah. Batman's still the best.
And no yes, way. We still acknowledge Zack Snyder exists. Shut up. Oh, wait.
I don't. He was never here. I live in ignorance. with just my turtles.
So
turtle power.
Also, we find out that along with other habits, Batman doesn't do pizza. Which is disappointing.
This was
which is ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, everyone does pizza. How many young boys has he raised? Let's not even.
Well, maybe that's why he's off the pizza. How many pizza parties do you have to throw before you give up on pizza?
Maybe that's why all the young boys leave him. They discover elsewhere men their age are living off pizza.
I mean, it's not even that. It's like, I was going to go, Batman's a guy who spends a lot of his time on us, and so does Alfred.
But you know what, so let's talk about Alfred, because I think this is the least heroic Alfred that we've had yet. He's still good, but he's a bit more of a stick-up-the-butt, annoying butler in this one than in any other representation of Alfred, which is interesting. Because he's there to kind of impose that classism on the turtles, rather than it. No, but I love him.
Yeah.
But we were always saying that he's still not a bad character, but he's always an MVP. But in this, he's less so.
He's more
gold for the comedy.
Have you been served than...
yeah. He's more gold for the look, I'm holding your skateboard up as if I've never seen one before. You know, as if any of the Robins wouldn't have dreamt of, you know, being naughty children. But, you know, it's interesting.
I have another reason to not like this version of Alfred. The only other time that this actor's played Alfred was The Killing Joke.
Oh, well, there you go. Right. Yeah.
A lot of good callbacks this episode.
So it turns out, Joker presents... Raish and Shredder with the chemical formula to Joker toxin.
This has always worked well in every one of these. I can't believe they keep doing it.
Yep.
I know.
Because it turns out their plan is to merge the ooze with Joker toxin.
It's important to have a plan.
Now, admittedly, the end result makes me think they're on the right track. You know, if it always looks cool, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Meanwhile, Batman visits Commissioner Gordon with the turtles. And hey, to give, I think it's Michelangelo credit, he doesn't do the mean thing that everyone else does to Commissioner Gordon. Everyone else does the, he turns round and everyone's gone.
Yeah. That doesn't work that out yet.
He's a respectful young lad.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
he's been brought up well. Don't disappear.
Meanwhile, Joker has somehow off screen managed to take over Arkham, because of course he has. And he's given Harley Quinn the ooze. And she
As you would.
And she gets very cross because it's Dr. Harley, not Nurse Harley.
Well, you know, she has a point.
She does have a point, but yeah. Then we enter the body horror section of this film. This is horrifying!
It kind of is.
So
I don't really care about it.
So we've got Harley turns into a hyena, Mr. Freeze into a polar bear, Bane into a, I'm guessing it's meant to be a jaguar since he's South American. Scarecrow's turned into a crow.
And Two-Face is turned into hit Nickelodeon character Cat Dog.
I thought this was meant to be... Now, I'm sure that there is actually because there is a Siamese two-headed cat that shows... I think it's... Joker, Death, of the so Batman Death of the Family, which is the Batman story where Joker comes back and he's wearing his face as a mask or something. Something ridiculous. It's like right at the start of the New 52. And I'm sure Joker has like a two-headed cat.
Right, okay, that is...
So it actually might be a reference.
Yeah, it could be.
And of course, Joker is a snake.
Of course.
So...
A cobra, specifically.
Yeah. So the fight... So fights break out. There's a few different things. So Mr. Freeze is actually the most imposing fighter. Bane tries to do his back-breaking move because he's Bane. And that is all he does in every appearance that he ever does. Ever.
Pretty much.
Except this time it doesn't work because he does it on someone with a shell.
Hey.
It is a really cute animation when they just do them as their shell.
Also, Bane's meant to be smart. People forget.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a smart Bane, but okay.
maybe Justice League Doom.
Okay.
That's the whole of this. That's why Bane is actually dangerous. Is he's actually incredibly smart. Like, when they originally, with Nightfall, that is the whole idea. No, he's actually incredibly smart, and he just happens to take incredibly powerful steroids. Meanwhile, Leonardo gets gassed by Scarecrow, and...
Very cool animation there.
Oh, it's really good. And Batman is able to help him break out of the gas and knock out Scarecrow. We then have... They try and... So there's almost a fight with Poison Ivy, and then it turns out she's rooted to the spot. And... We then turn up, and it is Joker, Harley, and Two-Face in a room of hostages. And it turns out the hostages are actually a trap.
It's a trap.
In the weird room. This little mansion that didn't make a lot of sense, but they just had, the weird Colosseum.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Everyone got the Colosseum room.
So, because the Turtles do not listen to Batman and just attack and save the hostages, everyone gets caught, which allows Joker to give Batman the... Venom, the Joker Venom ooze. And he turns...
I mean, that's how we know. We know that's going to happen, so yeah.
And Batman turns into Man-Bat.
Of course.
And seems to kill Two-Face and Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
So, we then get this kind of fight going on where... The Turtles are trying to inject Batman whilst also fighting Joker and Harley.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of good fights in this, actually.
Oh, there's a really good fight. We actually see Robin pulling out some really... Look, probably some of the best actual martial arts in the film.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, he is meant to be, he's been trained in assassin since birth, so...
Yeah.
And then, as Batman gets injected with the anti-ooze, he crashes into Joker and Harley, taking them out.
Yeah, he gets the anti-ooze very quickly, because you have to remember he's Batman.
Yeah, and also Joker's teeth gets broken.
Yeah, that was really, really big on the teeth this movie. It was kind of...
Yep. So, it turns out that the whole situation was a distraction.
What a surprise.
Whoa!
And Penguin off-screen has stolen the device.
Da, da, da.
And then when he goes, okay, so you're going to pay me now, it turns out the people who kill everyone they work with kill everyone they work with.
Right, it's like, oh, you didn't think it would happen to you.
I didn't expect leopards to eat my face.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So, it turns out the plan is to rain Joker ooze onto Gotham. That's not an image I wanted in my head. And Michelangelo still hadn't figured out, maybe if Batman lives under Wayne Manor, he's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it took, you know, he's not the quickest.
Yeah. So, Batman at this point, so the team are about to go back out there. Batman is just recovering, so he's not in a good way. But he doesn't want to work with the Turtles.
Well, why would you?
I would.
Batman doesn't like working with anyone. I mean, he's hard pushed to work with a Robin or Batgirl.
Yeah, I mean, it's... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, I feel like it was... I know they were kind of playing up the comedy, but Batman could have been a bit more fun-loving in this one. That is my... one complaint.
I expected a bit of cheeky humour from him. You know, like, when you're not expecting any, he all of a sudden makes a slightly funny joke.
I mean, to be fair to Raphael, he manages to convince Batman to work with them, and can shame Batman as well, which is good.
Classic Raph. Get in your face, get it done.
So, the Batmobile and the Turtles... What's this meant to be, like a mobile home or just a van?
The turtle van.
I love it. It's like their mystery machine.
Also, Michelangelo is riding in the Batmobile and having the time of his life.
Very cool. An okay Batmobile. A cool Batmobile interior. They really put a lot of dials in there.
All the buttons.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Press them all.
So, they're heading for Ace Chemicals.
And they
end up. You get two sets of chase scenes involving, amongst other things, a member of the Foot that's turned into a T-Rex,
which is great.
And the Batmobile gets impaled in loads of arrows on cables, and they're able, and at this point Michelangelo's told to press all of the buttons, and Robin,
which he does,
and Robin looks and goes, I wanted to push all of the buttons.
I know, bless him, he really did though, right?
I mean, to be fair, wouldn't all of us, haven't all of us looked at a Batmobile and
I like
I
other people doing it so
buttons.
I can blame them, frankly. Because that's just the kind of fun person I am.
He's like, I want other people to push people's buttons. I see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. Because then when it goes wrong, I'd be like, but you push the buttons.
So, the party arrive at the actual building. Immediately, Batman's like, I want Shredder.
It's payback time.
Yep.
Does not like being beaten.
Nope. Everyone gets paired off again. Robin gets the fly guy who immediately surrenders.
Yeah, yeah.
Leonardo and Ra's al Ghul end up fighting.
That's easily the best one of this one. Like, yeah. I feel like the choreography, the sword fights, it's like really the best of the whole movie, I think.
There's also this really brutal moment where, because originally it's Donatello and Leonardo, and Donatello gets taken out because Ra's breaks his arm. And it's really hard to watch. I mean, I don't know what certification this is.
I was shocked when there was blood. Like, when I think it's earlier in the film, where, like, maybe it is this point where, like, they throw, like, ninja stars into someone's head and blood just spurts out. It's like, okay.
I'm actually just, it's rated PG-13 in the US.
There you go.
Okay. And they usually have
R-18 in Australia, I imagine.
Yeah, I forgot you. You have a lot of rubbish.
Australia was rated M.
That checks out.
UK it was a 12.
That says sense. So much about all three of those countries.
It does. We're very good about things. There's certain things though that we're much stricter on. That, like, if you see someone hot wiring a car. That's a big, big thing they don't like over here. We don't like beheadings either, specifically.
Well, isn't there something about, I can't remember what country it is, but basically, because this was a problem for the Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtles, you couldn't be portrayed using, I think it was something weird like nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
It was something weird like that. Well, specifically nunchucks.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, yep, it all breaks down. There's a number of fights. Batman's stripped of his gadgets. Shredder basically reveals, no, my plan is I'm going to overthrow the League. Meanwhile, so Raphael manages to blindside Shredder, which allows Batman to beat him up and defeat him.
Ow.
Mikey and Donatello are able to break the machine and safely land on a blimp.
I love the blimps in this movie. Big Batman the Animated Series callback.
I like blimps generally. I think any time you have a blimp, it's definitely
worth. Gotta raise it by at least a point.
Yeah.
And then Shredder falls into a chemical vat at Ace Chemicals. So he's definitely dead. There is absolutely no history of anyone falling into a vat of chemicals at Ace Chemicals and it not going and it not killing them. Absolutely not.
It's
so
very funny.
And even if it doesn't, Ace Chemicals explodes, so he's definitely dead. So the film ends with Batman complimenting the Turtles and then hosting a pizza party. Even Batman has pizza.
See?
And Michael gives Alfred a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all great. And we then have, now you'll know better than us, Chloe. Are these actual comic books of Batman and the Teenage Ninja
No, they're just like just a lot of fun, like classic covers. They're just adding the Turtles in.
Right. Okay. So it's not like these aren't the official ones. Okay. Cool.
No. I mean, there might have been, like, variants, but...
Yeah. And post-credits...
Oh my god, is that post-credits? I just turned it off.
There is a post-credit scene.
I watched it. I don't remember what it was, to be honest.
As from Ace Chemicals, Shredder emerges, and he's now Jokerized.
Classic. For that sequel coming
never
soon.
I mean, to be fair, this came out in 2019, And there was a general delay in animated movie releases the next year. We have no idea why. So, yeah, that was Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Also, I do like that Troy Baker plays Batman and Joker in this film.
Yeah.
Save on costs. Just do both.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was... So, yeah, that was that film. I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed it as well, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's interesting. I actually think, like, the original Batman TMNT comic has, like, a lot of... Actually, like, says a lot, surprisingly. You know, it's got a lot of heart, tells a lot with its characters. This kind of, like, loses that in favor of just having some, like, goofy fun. But it is really good fun. So, how can you knock it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Speaking of checking out, is there any other podcasts that people have appeared on recently?
I just did a Moon Knight Into the Night Moon Knight podcast.
Oh, nice.
Most recent issue of Moon Knight.
Good, good. Chloe, have you appeared in anything else recently, or...?
Not in a good while, but I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at ChloeCade555. I post about Ninja Turtles sometimes there too. I've recently appeared on the podcast called Go Watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem trailer now on YouTube. It's very good.
Nice.
Okay, awesome. I am still doing Rise of the Robots. We have just had our 200th episode, and we're currently going...
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing, actually.
And we're going into Robot Wars Series 5.
Crazy.
It makes us realise just how much the kind of... What they call it, scope creep. When we originally started, it's like, oh, we'll do Robot Wars, and then we'll maybe do BattleBots. And now it's like, between Series 4 and Series 5 of Robot Wars, we've done almost 100 episodes.
Crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, that is... that's what we've been doing. And yeah, we've got a couple... Well, we've always got a few films coming up. I think we've only got a couple more before we're into 2020, at least.
Yeah, you got a stinker next, though. Good luck.
What, Lego DC Batman Family Matters?
Oh, okay, that one's okay. I was thinking Batman Hush.
Yeah, that's afterwards.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So you got a nice one. A couple of nice ones before that. That's all right.
So after that, we've got Teen Titans Go versus the Teen Titans. Wonder Woman
Really a Wonder Woman one?
To be fair, this is only the second Wonder Woman film we've done.
No, true, but she was really annoying in Superhero Girls a lot of the time.
Well, it's not that version. It's the version played by Rosario Dawson.
Okay.
And...
Not a big fan of her, though, so...
We're getting into 2020 with Superman Red Son.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that. Actually, I haven't heard about that one.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to hear how that goes.
I'll be honest, I'm more interested in that film because it's Jason Isaacs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes everything better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we will be back in 2 weeks' time with Lego DC Batman.
Hooray!
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We're at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 international license. Thank you for listening.